Citizen Mitzvahs is generously sponsored by the Saka family and by Yelad Avram Forman for a four shlema Hadassah Racha Bas Chana Golder. At the end of the Amida, we've completed all 19 brachos of Shmona Esrei, and we are up to Yilur Atonim Reifiv Yagyoni Bilefanacha Hashem Tzari Vegoali, the sentence that essentially is the end of the Amida. We went through the halachas. Does the Shliach Tzibur repeat it? Say it out loud, not out loud. When are you allowed to respond to Kaddish Kedusha Borcho Remodim? Only after the first Yilur Atzon, then after the second Yilur Atzon, at the end of Lokayin Torah, then you're allowed to respond to other brachas as well, even if you can't take three steps backwards. So we finish the halachic aspect of Yilur Atzon. Let's start to look into the words themselves. So I call your attention to a comment of Rabbeinu Bechaya. In his Chovos HaLevavos, in the Holy Chovos HaLevavos, he writes the following. V'chein ha-mispalel, he urges us and encourages us about our concentration in all of davening, and he uses this sentence at the end, at the completion of the Amida, to remind us how important it is to be mindful and concentrate throughout. V'chein ha-mispalel, k'shi'aliba u'matzpuno reik minyan atfilo, when a person davens, if their heart and mind are devoid and they're not concentrating on what they're saying, lo yekabel akel mimenu tefilah sevarav tenus lashono. Should Hashem really accept if it's just lip service? If you're just a creature of habit? If you're just uttering the words on autopilot? You don't even remember beginning the Amida. You don't remember ending the Amida. You don't remember taking three steps forward, three steps back. And now you're at the sense, yilur atzon, oh, let the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart. You better hope he's not accepting the thoughts of your heart. Thoughts of your heart were on the stock market. Thoughts of your heart were on the emails you got to get back to. Thoughts of your heart were the shopping list of things you forgot to get. So says Rabbeinu Bechaya, V'halo tira mashanu omer b'sov tefilaseinu. You see what we say at the end of the Amida. Yulah ratzonim reifi v'agyonli b'ilifanecha. U'kshia adam choshe b'shum davar midivrei ha'olam. And if a person is just thinking about anything in the world, b'mutter o ba'aser, whatever that thought is, whether it's permissible or forbidden, v'achar kach yachtom tefilaso, and then you're going to finish your Amida, finish HaMavarach Zema Yisrael B'Shalom, you're going to finish the final bracha, and then you're going to say to Hashem, Hegyon Libi Lefanecha, let the thoughts of my heart be before you. Hello, Zegenai Gadol, Sheyiton, Shediber Imelokov, Baliba Matzpuno, Valibo Balimo. You're presenting to Hashem what's in your heart, but your heart wasn't where you were. You were what psychologists and sociologists would call today absent present. Absent present means physically you're present, but you are wherever your mind is. You see this phenomenon everywhere. Go to a park and you see parents and grandparents pushing a child on a swing while looking at their phone, and they think they spend time with their child or grandchild. They're absent present. Go to a restaurant, you see a couple supposedly on a date. You see a marriage, dating after marriage. Each is at their phone, scrolling, looking, laughing, taking a picture of their dessert to post later. They thought they were together. It was date night out. It's absent present. And sometimes a person comes to shul and they daven, and their car shows the GPS that they were in the parking lot at the shul. And other people will testify that they were in the building, they were in the room. But where was Hegyon Libi? Where were the thoughts of the heart? What were they concentrating? What were they thinking about? What were they feeling? What were they focused on? So says Rabbeinu Bechaya, the end of the Amida is a challenge to us. Throughout the Amida, we should be mindful because we say to ourselves, how will we arrive at the sense? How will we ask Yilu Ratzon, may it be your will, Hegyonli be the thoughts of my heart, if the thoughts of our, is that really what we want him concentrating on? Where our heart was, what we were thinking about, is that what we want him to accept? One does Rabbeinu Bechaya in Chovos HaLevavos, and he goes on and he talks about, Hikon likras alokach Yisrael, amru chazal, atas tefilos chakevel, rachamim, and quote several chazals, that a person should only daven, yechaven, im yochol lechaven es liba yispala, im lava yispala, only daven if you can concentrate, if you can't, don't daven. Many chazals. And therefore, this sentence is ultimately a indictment, hopefully not, but a motivation. That is Rabbeinu Bechaya in his Chovos HaLevavos. Not everybody agrees. The Ribbe Yakar says, look at the difference between the words imre fi v'hegyon libi. We ask Hashem two things he should accept. Imre fi, the words of our mouth, and Hegyon Libi, the thoughts in our heart. Says Rabbi Yakar, Imre fi, osam shabikesh patvila. What I said, Hegyon Libi, osam bakasha shirotz levakesh below his kirim. I came to shul, I totally forgot to ask. I need help tonight, I have to speak well. My child has to study for a test. This is going on that. I totally forgot to ask for it. That's Hegyon Libi. Imre fi, what I remembered to say. Hegyon Libi, what I forgot to say. The Iyun Tefillah, quoted by the Otzer HaTefillah, has a different interpretation. He says, Imrei Fi, Osam Tefillah She'amra Mespalal, Heim Rak Imrei Fi, Shelo Kivein Bahem, Machras Hergel Lashono, Hegyon Libi, HaTefillah Subakosho Shom Levar Amirasa Meper, Hayabem Av Kavana Salev Ba'ofan Aroi. We ask Hashem, don't just accept Imrei Fi, the lip service I offered you, whether I was focused or not. Hegyon, Hashem, you know what's in my heart. So maybe my mind was distracted, maybe I have a lot going on. But I want you to hear not only what I said with my lips, which I might have been focused on thinking about or not, but also, Hegyon Libi, I want you to please accept, you know what's in my heart. And maybe I forgot to concentrate, maybe I forgot to focus, maybe I was distracted, but you know what's in my heart. Don't just accept and provide, don't just respond positively to what I said with my lips, but also respond favorably to what's in my heart as well. So Rabbeinu Bechai is very strict, he's very strong. He sees this particular atzon, stark, strong. Better be careful what's in your heart, because that's what you're asking Hashem to take at the end of davening. Whereas others say, no, what's in your heart means, even though I forgot to think about it, you know what's in my heart, you know what I need, what I want, you know the best, you know my best, and that's what you should accept either way. We'll continue with this sentence, the Mirtzah Hashem, tomorrow night.